Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2425. Are You Being Drug Shamed? By Melanie Schwader of ABrighterWild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Are You Being Drug Shamed? By Melanie Schwader of ABrighterWild.com. Let's talk about a little thing I like to call drug shaming. You may have heard of it or simply noticed its presence. It likes to lurk among the alternative health and natural living communities. Its origin, often benevolent, but its consequences, toxic. It may hide in the most conspicuous places, and yet few of us have dared to slap a label on it. You've probably experienced it yourself, or perhaps you're guilty of it. It's okay. I know I've been guilty of it in the past. So, what is drug shaming? It's those little things we do to shame others for taking prescription meds. And I know that might sound ridiculous, but especially in so-called natural wellness circles, popping pills can be looked upon with a rabid disgust, regardless of someone's circumstances. And it's not okay. I've certainly experienced my fair share of it, being someone who lives with my own set of health challenges. And I can tell you about the kind of horrible shame and pressure it puts on you. Take this hypothetical conversation. You. Hey friend, remember a while back when I was having a really hard time sleeping? Me. Yeah? You. I finally fixed it. My doctor gave me, insert prescription sleep aid here, and it's working great. I feel like a new person. Me. Wow, I didn't know you were desperate enough to do that to yourself. You know those are really bad for you, right? You. Well, I don't know, I guess, but I feel so much better. Me. You really should try to get off of those. Did you know, insert fear-mongering statement about Big Pharma, your distant cousin who got cancer, etc.? You. Yeah, I mean, I've tried lots of other options, but nothing was working for me until now. Me. Are you sure? Have you tried, insert natural remedy here? It works great for me. You. No, but I've tried several similar things. Me. You really should be on something natural, you know. I can't believe you're willingly putting that poison in your body. Does this sound vaguely familiar? It sure does to me. I even overheard a similar conversation in a health food store yesterday. Is this really the best way to promote natural or alternative remedies? To conjure up fear and shame? Yeah, I know it works for a lot of companies who want to sell you their products. But unless you are a pushy salesperson, why would you do that? To your friends and your family, most of all. Now, a quick but important caveat here. I am in no way advertising my support of corporate pharmaceuticals or representing any of those giant mega biotech companies. I do believe that for most ailments, there is a safe, natural, and effective way to manage or even eliminate them. This is why I am so passionate about holistic health. But shaming people away from using a drug that might be incredibly helpful to them is a rude and irresponsible thing to do. First of all, drug shamers presume to know exactly where you are in your life or what it's like to live in your shoes. But we all know that, in reality, this is downright impossible. Maybe you are acutely struggling with something and need that extra little push right now. Maybe you can't afford the $45 per jar miracle superfood elixir, but your insurance covers the prescription option. Maybe you really have tried everything else, and the pharmacy is your last hope for a healthy or even semi-functional life. Secondly, drug shamers are essentially inferring that they know better than you do. But beware, it can be all too easy to slip into that role ourselves, especially those of us with long-term health issues. Trust me, I know it's tempting to share the miracle of the natural remedy that has dramatically changed your life, and I'm not saying that you can't. It's all about the delivery. It must be kind, compassionate, non-condescending, and non-pushy. After all, we're all just doing the best we can, right? There is a way to present information that isn't condescending or shameful of someone's present choices. Just ask any qualified wellness coach or health psychologist. Fear, shame, and pressure do not work well in the long run to instill healthy habits. Plus, if that person is seeing improvement with a drug, that's not the time to start pointing out the dangers of that drug or suggesting quote-unquote better alternatives. You'll know this pain firsthand if you've ever had it happen to you. I personally take 3 different prescription drugs and continue to take them because of the positive changes they've helped me make in my life. Yes, I've tried all the natural versions, and no, I'm not looking to get off of them right now. You may think it's strange or hypocritical for someone like me to be hitting up the pharmacy, but it's really not. I still meditate, drink green smoothies, nosh on kale, use raw garlic when I've got a cold, and shun antibiotics. But there are some symptoms that I cannot fix with alternative or drug-free options. And that's okay. So friends, let's all stop using the words addicted, dependent, poison, or even selling out when it comes to prescription drugs. And if you're on the receiving end, start pointing out that these words are actually hurtful and that these words do not belong in any compassionate conversation about wellness. And again, I'm not saying that many drugs aren't harmful or that they should be the first course of action in every case. It's just that those words aren't helpful or kind when dealing with people who are desperately trying to get better. How does it feel if someone tells you you are hopelessly addicted to the toxins that Big Pharma was selling you? Even if that drug was the one thing keeping your symptoms at bay so you could hold down a job. It's just not cool, no matter how you slice it. I've managed to surround myself with healthcare providers of all modalities that support my personal decisions about which medications I am open to and those I am not. And I know I am in a very lucky minority. I hope for a day when we can all work together, regardless of training or medical backgrounds, for the betterment of patients' lives. And that includes all the alternative and natural peeps as well. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You Being Drug Shamed?" by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Melanie makes a very good point. Basically, even if you strongly believe that natural and holistic is better, there is still room for modern medicine. That's because modern medicine has its place when it comes to our health. Basically, it doesn't have to be an either-or situation. You can believe in and use natural remedies and, at the same time, incorporate medications prescribed by your doctor. I'll share with you a very personal example. At one point in my life, I thought I could control my chronic condition naturally. So without telling my doctor, this is a true story, I stopped taking all of my medications that were being used to keep my chronic condition in check. Fast forward 3 months, and that was when I was experiencing the worst flare-up of my condition ever. As a result of that flare-up, I had to be placed on 3 different medications just to get my condition back under control. It took me 3 years and a lot of setbacks to get back down to taking just one medication, the one medication I started off with. So 3 months of me not taking any medication, thinking I knew all the answers, led to me taking 2 additional medications and 3 years of pain just trying to get back to square one. Does that now mean I have shunned all of those natural remedies out there? Not at all. I make sure to eat nutritious foods that are anti-inflammatory. I exercise regularly. I try to manage my stress better. I make sure sleep is a priority. All of these are natural remedies, and all are used in the hopes that this is going to add to the effectiveness of my medications. It is the hope that the combination of these things will keep me feeling my best. We're so lucky to have access to both natural treatments and treatments from modern medicine. So why not use them both safely? All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you again for sharing this show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep the show going. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.